Southerly flow around a Bermuda high will bring hot and humid conditions across the region, with heat indices for many areas reaching well into the 90s. A disturbance may trigger some scattered thunderstorms this afternoon and evening, but they'll be mainly northwest of the capital region. Any of those thunderstorms could contain strong gusty winds, torrential rain, and frequent and dangerous lightning. Any thunderstorm activity should weaken some as we lose the daytime heating tonight, but may not go away altogether, feeding off the instability in this hot and humid air mass. Tomorrow, a strong cold front or prefrontal trough will approach the region. The atmosphere will be very unstable once again, though if we get stuck with some extra clouds around, it would hold down the high temps and lower the instability a little bit. However, with temperatures near 90 and dew points in the 70s, there'll be plenty of juice for any storms to work with, and they could contain damaging winds and torrential rain once again. So far, Independence Day is a little up in the air right now as we watch the development of the first named storm of the Atlantic season off the coast of Florida. More on that in just a minute. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for tomorrow, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there's a slight risk of severe thunderstorms Wednesday afternoon across parts of the central Appalachians and the northern mid-Atlantic coastal region northward through portions of northern New England. Scattered strong thunderstorms are expected to develop Wednesday across the central Appalachians, portions of the northern mid-Atlantic states, and the Hudson and Champlain Valley region into northern New England. A few of these storms may become severe, capable of producing potentially damaging wind gusts and perhaps some hail, mainly during the afternoon and early evening hours. From the National Hurricane Center, Tropical Depression Number 1 became Tropical Storm Arthur offshore of the central Florida Atlantic coast today. As of 11 a.m., it's about 95 miles southeast of Cape Canaveral, Florida, and about 80 miles north-northwest of Freeport, Grand Bahama Island. Maximum sustained winds are 40 miles an hour. Present movement northwest at about 315 degrees at 2 miles an hour. Minimum central pressure is 1,007 millibars or 29.74 inches. A tropical storm watch is in effect for the east coast of Florida from Fort Pierce to Flagler Beach. For those traveling across the Northeast tomorrow in New York City, a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, partly sunny with a high near 90, south wind 10 to 15 miles an hour. In Boston, partly sunny, a high near 90, southwest winds from 10 to 15 miles an hour. And in Buffalo, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Some storms could produce gusty winds and heavy rain, partly sunny with highs in the mid-80s. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Partly cloudy and humid tonight with lows in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms. Some storms may produce gusty winds and heavy rain in the afternoon. It'll be humid and hot with highs in the middle 80s. South winds 5 to 10 increasing to around 15 miles an hour with gusts to 25 possible in the afternoon. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy, humid with lows in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Some storms may produce gusty winds and heavy rainfall in the afternoon, hot and humid with highs near 90. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, partly cloudy in the evening, then mostly cloudy overnight, with a small chance for showers and thunderstorms. Some may produce gusty winds and heavy rainfall in the evening. It'll be humid with lows in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Some may produce gusty winds and heavy rain in the afternoon, humid and warm with temperatures in the middle 80s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, partly cloudy this evening, then becoming mostly cloudy, humid with lows in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Some may produce gusty winds and heavy rainfall in the afternoon. It'll be humid with highs in the middle 80s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, partly cloudy overnight, humid with lows in the lower 70s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the morning, then partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Some may produce gusty winds and heavy rainfall in the afternoon, humid and quite warm with temperatures in the upper 80s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Thursday, showers and thunderstorms likely, temperatures in the upper 70s and low 80s. For Friday, Independence Day, partly sunny right now, just a small chance of showers, temperatures in the mid-70s to near 80. For Saturday, mostly sunny, temperatures near 80. Sunday, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s and low 80s. And for Monday, mostly sunny, a chance of afternoon thunderstorms, temperatures in the low to mid 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.